As small business owners, we often think back to our earlier years, and for some of us this was a little while ago. I sometimes reflect on areas such as high school, and it recently got me thinking about the beginning of my business owner journey, right back to when I was a young teenager and where it all began. So in today's episode, it's about education. Do we need it? What has it given us? And how does it prepare us to be a business owner?
Hello and welcome to BizNation, your home for micro and small business help. Join us as we unpack all the pain points in starting or running your small business. If you're looking for support in business, join us on Facebook, Micro and Small Business Support Group. Your host, Kerry Zarb, brings you discussions, interviews, and many hints and tips to get you all set in your business. So sit back and enjoy as we launch into today's episode.
Welcome to BizNation, episode 18. I'm your host, Kerry Zarb, bringing you topics and special guests to discuss key subjects related to business challenges we all face. Thank you for joining me, and if it's your first time listening, a massive welcome to you. This episode is sponsored by our Co-Pilot program, a resource center for downloadable content to help you in your business journey. The Co-Pilot program comes with valuable downloads from BizNation and our BizNation members, and with the current COVID-19 pandemic still impacting small business in Australia, the program is open for you to join for free to the end of August 2020. To take advantage of this offer, head over to our website registration page. You can find it at bit.ly/bizcopilot. And I'll pop this link in the show notes for you. If you have enjoyed the BizNation episodes, I'd love to hear from you. So please leave me a rating or review, and don't forget to mention your name and your business name for a future shout out. I grew up in a family of business owners. My parents owned businesses on and off throughout my childhood, right through to my teenage years. I was exposed firsthand to small business from a young age, so I could see what it was going to take. From what I recall, it was a lot of hard work, a friendly face, old-fashioned customer service, and not to mention living and breathing your business. Back when I was in high school, education seemed so irrelevant for what you would need to run a business. We of course had all the basics like maths, English, geography, history, chemistry, just to name a few. And there were clear pathways to university and the option to choose a career. But I was over it. I just wanted to go out, work, and earn money. So by the time I was 16, I was a full-time employee and working in retail and loving it. The days were longer, there were no more school holidays, and homework for me turned into thinking about ways to improve the workplace. The point I'm making is I didn't have year 12, I didn't attend university, and I had no degree when I opened my first business at the age of 22. I was taught to learn from experiences, make mistakes and learn from them, and no matter what, don't give up, just keep moving forward and make your own path. Now this certainly is something that I endured in my first business. I learnt so many lessons, I made so many mistakes, but I truly believe that it's shaped me into the person I am today. When I look back, I really do believe I had no clue what I was doing, and 100% hand on heart, if I was thrown back in time, without the knowledge that I have now, or with the knowledge that I have now, I'd do it all over again. It was such a valuable experience, and the lessons that I learnt I've been able to carry with me for my life. I'm not saying everyone should go out and start a business. It's really not for everyone, and it really takes a special kind of someone to get off the ground, not to mention be successful. I do want to reach out to those right now, the younger generation that might be listening, or you might know someone that'll get value from this episode. If you finished high school and you haven't gone to uni, don't think that's a prerequisite for running a business. I really don't think it is. In fact, I'm going to go as far as to say, pretty much if you can read, write, and do basic maths, you really don't need any more education than that. What you need above all else is that passion. Finding something you love and enjoy doing all day, every day, and being able to share that with your target market, this is the key to business success. You need to be tenacious. You need the drive, the accountability to yourself, and also you need that long-term staying power, especially come the bad days, and yes, we all have them. I'm yet to meet the average business owner that starts their elevator pitch with, "I have a PhD in." I'm of course not talking about the higher end professionals, those that legally require their degrees like lawyers, accountants, or psychologists. I mean your everyday business owner. Much of our education as business owners comes after we start our business. This is when the shit gets real, and we all know it's make or break. Educating ourselves in more areas of business, it might be finances, learning your accounting program. It could be marketing, how to run ads on Facebook, or even a mastermind group to connect with other business owners and share those pain points and get more advice and tips than you would have thought about yourself. The options are endless and also far more present to us than when we started our business. I didn't know when I was 16 that I would want to be a BAS agent and bookkeeper. I hated school, so why on earth would I end up working in finance? I had no clue that I would want to know all about marketing. I don't even think when I was 16 marketing even existed like it does today. I certainly didn't know I was going to love things like graphic design and hate things like writing copy for my social media posts. So in essence, I don't regret not going to uni, not for one second. I actually cringe at the idea today of what I might have chosen as my career path and where I would end up. I have life experience. I've tested many waters and I know that I've made plenty of mistakes, and it's exactly what it takes to run a small business. And mistakes? Yep, I still make them today. It's far from over. And I'll continue to make them and I'll continue to learn every day. Now, don't get me wrong, I have so much respect for uni. I truly believe all higher and advanced education has its place. But until someone opens the University of Small Business, it's just not something that I'd encourage people to do unless they feel that they have chosen the right path and they're 100% certain of where they're going with their life. If they know what they love and it needs a uni degree, by all means go for it. But for those that are confused and not sure and yet to find their true calling, I really consider it a waste of time and money. I have to share a story with you. I was faced with an interesting situation in my mid to late 20s. Like many, I've been in and out of being a business owner, and I had a time when I worked side by side with other ladies the same age as me. And as chicks in a workplace, you get to know each other, and I'll never forget this one conversation we had in our team. We were all reflecting on our life journey, and two of the ladies in the group had been to university. One had done 4 years degree in something like arts, and I think the other one had perhaps completed psychology. And they had education debts through the government schemes, and they wanted to get married, have kids, and buy a house. I remember listening, not really commenting, and thinking to myself, wow, we're in the same job, on the same pay rates, and they went to uni. I was shocked, and I confess I hadn't really thought about uni and what I'd missed out on and should I have gone. I was always happy with the path that I chose. But to actually be working side by side with these ladies that had these education degrees and these looming debts just amazed me at the time, and I really felt lucky. You see, the problem is we're so young when we're faced with this life-altering decision. What do we want to be for the rest of our lives? Are you kidding me? What a crazy thing this is. Who the hell at the age of 18 can possibly predict this? You've barely lived. I didn't work out until I was around 30. like really at least had a vague idea and direction. And this isn't to say everyone's the same. Of course we're not. Many kids have dreams of being astronauts or doctors, nurses, lawyers, and this happens. But for the vast majority, I really don't think we can know at such a young age with so little life experience on what we want to be forever. This conversation even now makes me wonder how many people went to uni, started a degree, and dropped out. I also question how many people went to uni, completed their degree, and started working in their field to find out that they hated it. So going back for a moment, let's dive into maths. We are taught mathematics at an early age, how to add, minus, multiply, divide numbers. And I'm not saying this is worthless, because of course it's not. But once we reach high school and the maths gets more complicated, I believe this forms into the science type of subject and doesn't really fit the purpose of life. Whether you end up in a business or not, budgeting surrounds the world, home bills, wages coming in, spending going out. We're not really taught how to manage this at all. And for those that go into business, the two biggest roadblocks I hear about are finance and marketing. The education system will one day catch up. Let's face it, it is a business and a business model, and it needs to get with the times. Catering to the human needs of going into business is something that should be on offer. You can find an abundance of separate courses about all subjects. They literally are everywhere. But if you want serious education, and I don't mean a degree exactly, but the ability to be armed with the required skills of being a business owner, does anything exist? You need to go and dedicate years to separate degrees for both accounting and marketing, and that's not all. And from what I've seen, these courses are a little behind the times, and maybe that's why such a course as How to Be a Business Owner is so needed today. And that's not all you need. Managing staff is another huge aspect of being a business owner, from hiring to firing and everything in between. Most of us are taught about things growing up like respect and being kind to others. But when faced with your first challenging team member, someone that can't get to work on time, or those that don't respect other team members, when are we taught how to manage this? So what does it take to be a business owner? You need to be prepared to teach yourself. Find all the puzzle pieces and place them together. We need to be the master jigsaw makers. And we need to learn as we go. When faced with a challenge in our business, we need to find the answer. So if you hate research, maybe reconsider being a business owner. We need to make mistakes and learn from them. We need to take risks and put ourselves out there, fully exposed to the world and open to the wins and losses this brings. However, I don't believe a completed degree or extended list of education is needed to qualify you to be a business owner.
Thanks for tuning in to the Biz Nation podcast, your home for small business help. If you're looking for support in business, join us on Facebook, Micro and Small Business Support Group. You can find the link on our website, biznation.com.au. Tune into future episodes for more discussions, interviews, and many hints and tips to get you all set in your business. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.